We are not going to simply cut our way to prosperity or to cut our way out of this deficit problem that we have. We're going to need more revenues, and in order to do that, that starts with higher rates for the folks at the top. If you don't raise enough revenue through closing loopholes and deductions, then it's going to be middle-class families who make up the difference.
Yeah, are you ready to make up the difference? That's what the Prez says. More wah, wah, wah when it comes to the fiscal cliff or the big bravado, the push to make us all sit and wait to see what's going to happen at the end of the year. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. America Tonight is about the biggest buzz in the backyard. What are people really talking about, and what's the skinny on some of the things that you've read and heard about? Plus, we'll introduce you to somebody pretty interesting at the tail end of this hour who is all about secession and separating what's going on in Washington from the great state of Texas. And he has woven his thoughts into a novel. So that's, again, at the tail end of this hour of ATN. It is about hot rhetoric and the back and forth, the push and pull, the tug of war. Use whatever adjective or description you want, but it's the same old to me. The ring around the rosy that we've been playing for a very long time. 12 times since 2001, we have raised the debt ceiling. Can we afford as a country to go down the path of, I don't know, pick a number out of the sky, $20 trillion in? We're all about the plastic, and eventually the plastic wears thin. And I think it's already wearing thin, and this conversation about finance is really fraying the nerves of the American people. One, because it sounds like just empty conversation and no real graphs or pie charts or descriptions of what could be. It's vague. Everything is vague. Give us some specifics. Throw some meat on this conversation instead of just vague possibilities and using wild numbers, arbitrarily throwing out a number. Boom! You make 250, you are wealthy. That's what it is in this country. You make 250, you're wealthy. The happiness index says people who make at least 161,000 are happy. It used to be 75,000, and somehow that jumped up just in 1 year. So if you're making over 161, I guess you're happy. Do you care if you're taxed if you're making over 250,000? It's all relative. But the people who are representing us in Washington are just doing a number on us. They're just doing a number. We elect the same people over and over again, and we're getting the same results. There are some fresh faces on the Hill, but most of them are being shouted down. That's the name of the game when you get to D.C. And it is about the connections, because when you're on these committees, you got to have some juice. That's how it works. This is why constantly I'm always pushing for that third party. And I'm not going to get into the whole third party thing during the hour, but ultimately, the generation that's coming up and the generation behind that, I think that they're going to really, really push to get behind somebody that comes from a different perspective. Eventually we'll see that, because enough will be enough, and we're going to have a big disparity in the age gap too. You'll have a lot of baby boomers and an aging population on one side, and then you'll have the up-and-comers, the younger people, who aren't going to get the opportunities as we continue to go through the same arguments and the same basis for these arguments, but no final agreements or any kind of posturing that ultimately leads to what a contract would be. A contract is not a contract unless each side gets something they want. And in this case, it's not about the good of the American people. It's about winning. It's about winning. This is my team. We've planted our flag, and we're not going to give. This is my team. We planted our flag, and we're not going to give. And until somehow they concede to some form of tax revenue and massive reductions, we're not going to find that there's any solution in the mix. And we refuse to look at the brightest economist in the country. And I said this the other day. Why don't we have a quorum of the best people we can possibly find in the U.S.? This is not a nation of dummies. There are definitely numbers dudes who have nothing to do with the D or the R or anything in between. It's not about politics. Who could sit and realistically work to probably the same conclusion. But instead, we keep going through this ridicule. And how much more can we borrow? The debt ceiling it's ridiculous. We've smashed our heads on that debt ceiling again and again and again. Are we going to reduce the cost of living increases for Social Security? They're talking about that. Are we going to increase the eligibility for Medicare? They're talking about that as a possibility. What else might happen that will change the fates and the fortunes of some people who are about to step into that category? There is no magic wand to wave over this, but there are some real things that could happen, including having the people who twist the numbers for a living actually doing this. I think they will raise the Medicare retirement age from 65 to 67, because then they're going to talk about how much money, maybe close to $150 billion, that they could get, but that's 10 years. So this is the other thing that people don't understand. We're not talking about next year. We're not talking about the year after that. We're talking about breaking that number down and over a period of time. So it's just a little bit that you can throw toward the deficit. I mean, we're not talking about anything incredibly drastic. Nothing that's been proposed is drastic because it all takes place over a decade. And, I mean, this is crazy. The two sides don't seem to be very close, except for when it comes to curbing some of the spending. Some of the spending. What's going to mean for you and me, what it's going to mean for you and me, I think, is we're going to see a few things jump up. We're going to see that we're going to have more money that we're going to have to spend at the grocery store because prices, I think, will go up. I think that Saturday mail delivery, because the post office is all screwed up, I think we're not going to have Saturday delivery, and that probably should have been cut when they first started talking about it, because nothing has happened to turn the postal service around.
Maybe we should have the NHL and the government switch roles for a day. Maybe they each can figure out the other one's problems.
There you go. That is creative, out-of-the-box thinking from Matt Johnson. Why don't we try something different? Why not try that since it's not working the way it is? I mean, if you're at the card table and you keep playing the same hand, you keep losing, you keep throwing in more money, I love that sucker that'll sit there and play hold'em. And they have no idea that the people around them are crushing them. They just keep trying to ante, put in more, raise the person, meet them and raise them. And it's just not working. Got a solution? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Apologies and precedents. Certainly we're not seeing that when it comes to the fiscal cliff. But as we switch gears for a second here, and you can throw in your two on the fiscal cliff if you want to, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But for apologies, we talked to many of you in our previous show who called in that were ready to never watch Bob Costas again, to find out that Bob Costas says it was a mistake to give an anti-gun commentary during the football game. And so that was the reaction of most people, including myself. I was stunned when he said it, except for he is an opinion guy, and he used to have a show where he talked. It's still sports was his world, was his game, no question about it. But he would veer off and talk about other things that sometimes had were heavy opinion pieces and had other implications. And at one point, a lot of people thought Bob Costas should be the Major League Baseball commissioner. You know, there was rumors about, oh, maybe there would be some turnover, and if that happened, if Bud Light went away, Bud Selig, maybe Bob Costas would be the guy, or even before that. So NBC, this is just on the heels of what happened on the Sunday game, had Bob Costas talking to Dan Patrick about what he said on Sunday night, and he said it was a mistake. He said for a long time he's been wanting to get off his chest his disgust with the idea that every time something tragic happens, no matter what it may be, that in any way touches sports, there's a chorus of people saying, you know, this really puts it in perspective, which is a bunch of nonsense, because if that were true, we wouldn't have that perspective readjusted every time the next tragedy occurs. It's just a bunch of nonsense. And he says he could have saved his comments for a different forum rather than during halftime of Sunday's NFL game. So I shouldn't say he apologizes. He didn't really apologize. He just admitted it was a mistake, that there was a better place for him to actually address his frustrations over guns, because he thinks guns shouldn't be in the hands of Americans because of, for example, what had happened there with Javon Belcher. And, you know, that brings up the question of when is it appropriate, you know, when you have a bully pulpit and you've got a big audience, when is it appropriate to go off the rails and say your hot opinions on what you really think is happening? And when is it not appropriate? And, you know, Costas is such a superstar for NBC, he knows he has leeway. So I think there's definitely no room for interpretation there. You know how he feels about guns, absolutely. And you know his perspective, without a doubt. But the comments playing out on Sunday and then how it exploded, I don't think he really expected that. Now, I think I said this, that NBC getting some controversy, I mean, controversy is what it's all about. It sells for the networks. So more people paying attention and watching NBC is not going to try to shoo them away. But then there's the unwanted attention, and sometimes that can come back to bite you. And in the case of Costas, I don't know necessarily that it will. And for NBC and their Sunday Night Football game, it's not going to have people tune out. They're not going to boycott anything. So probably this is just a little hiccup for him. And that's why he said, hey, maybe it was a mistake to give an anti-gun commentary during this football game, you know, knowing full well that I think he would have given it anyway. But I don't think he counted on the audience who's watching football and how do they feel about guns. I don't know that he counted on the audience not being 100% behind him. There is clearly a divide when it comes to people who are gun control advocates and people who are Second Amendment advocates. It's just like the rest of the nation being polarized when it came to the elections. And was Obama going to get in for next term, or was it going to be whoever the Republican is, no matter what? Split right down the middle. I mean, pretty split in those polls anyway, heading into Election Day. And you know what? It's with guns, as in abortion, as in gay marriage. I mean, those are your big three. Those are your big three that will send people running from a dinner party. Are something that often would not be discussed when you have a mixed bag of people in a room because of the hot under your collar remarks that you'll get that people will scream out. I've been at places where people just, they're not just talking about their opinion, they're not just discussing, they just scream out and become rabid, almost frothing at the mouth when somebody says something to do with any of those three topics. So Costas knew that he was going to ignite a flame. I think he did, but I don't think he realized how big it would burn. Maybe thinking deep down that more people would back up what he was saying. They would say, yeah, right on, Bob, absolutely. I thought the same thing, get rid of the guns. I don't think he realized how many people that would be a Sunday football audience would be, you know, pro Second Amendment rights versus taking all the guns away from us. I don't think so. Right, besides Bob Costas, there's another thing that I came across in reading a bunch of papers. I was trying to get a feel for what other people were talking about across the country. One of the things that's being talked about is this judge that had enough of a deadbeat dad. You know, the deadbeat dad thing now, in a lot of jurisdictions, they're really cracking down on that. I mean, finding what the payments are, finding what the job situation is, finding it out, the court's finding it out, and really hunting down men who owe money to kids. So there was a judge who decided he had seen this guy one too many times in his courtroom and ordered him, because he had owed so much child support to different women, and pretty much ordered him not to procreate anymore.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Can you say vasectomy? Can you imagine if they had forced vasectomies? Kind of sounds a little like China. One child per household. Got to be really careful when you start to talk about reproduction and how many kids. You know, it's like mouths to feed and welfare. What about the frustration over women who get pregnant again and again and again, and they can't take care of the few kids that they have? Let's say they have two kids and they expand that family. Remember the outrage over, like, Octomom? You know, Octomom was going to do porn, she was going to do reality TV, she was going to do everything she could because she was going to have to feed all those mouths because some idiot doctor decided, you know what, it's okay, and isn't this great that she wants to have more kids? Let's do this thing. Let's let her have more kids, right? She can do this. Let's plant some more embryos in this woman. Let's do it. Let's make this happen. Because I think that she is a very responsible and resourceful mother, and these kids are going to be fine. They're all going to be educated. They're all going to have their needs met without a doubt. So, see, that's where it can get dicey, when you decide to step into that process. And now doing it with a father of nine with six women and ordering him to not procreate. I love that, too. You cannot procreate anymore. I'm going to say good luck with that. What are the odds that this guy says, I'm going for 10, 9? I don't. I want it to be an even number. I'm going for 10. I don't care what the judge says. Because, I mean, he can't take care of the nine he has. But I'm just betting that if we had odds on this guy in Wisconsin getting someone else pregnant to come up with number 10, I'm going for 10. I'm thinking Corey Curtis is not going to necessarily heed the advice of this judge. You know how much he owes in back child support? $90,000. $90,000. And the nine kids over the past 11 years.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Maybe the CEO of Netflix should consult the Washington types about how to solve the fiscal crisis. How about that? Matt Johnson thinks hockey should do a trade. Maybe the Netflix guy who got bombarded by bad publicity when he tried to jack up the rates and did and separated streaming from movies they sent to houses has now turned his fates and fortunes around of his company once again. Cut a deal with Disney. Check this out. Disney movies will play in the theaters like normal, then exclusively on Netflix internet video service. So when you want to see the movie again, you can't get it anywhere but Netflix. So the red is back. You know, the little red envelopes you used to get in the mail. And I was one of those people. I used to have Netflix, and then I dumped it. It's like, what, are you going to charge me $18? You were charging us whatever it was, $7 or $8, and then you say, oh, hey, it's $18 now. No. They lost a ton of money, and their stock dumped, but their stock soared. So he found a way to turn it around. It only took him a year. The fiscal cliff crap has been going on for a year and a half. Kate Delaney, if you've never heard the show before, America Tonight, how you hanging? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Kate. Huh. I see the Republican Party is about ready to fold under.
Well, somebody's got to fold those cards because, you know, both sides know that they've got to have, now, there's no question, you can't just completely cut. You have to have money coming in. The government's so big. Who's funding it? Taxes, revenues. So they got to be able to have some of that, and they got to really swing the axe. You got to have taxes, and you got to have spending cuts.
I see Boehner kicked two of the crackpot teabaggers off his budget committee. So.
Yeah, conservatives aren't showing a lot of love for Boehner. He knew he was going to be in a tough spot because of what happened in those midterm elections, and now he is, as you said. He's forging ahead and realizing that he's not going to be able to please the other side of the fractured party.
Yeah, I think he's probably tired of all that.
Yeah, he didn't have any. I mean, he had no room to maneuver, so he had none. And you know, so conservatives are definitely not psyched about the proposal. They're not, and he didn't have any place to go. So I think he's thrown his hands up, and he's given in.
You see that governor in Arizona missing? Dan Burr. I can't find out where she's at.
They can't find out where Jan Brewer's at? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think she's out? Do you think she's out hunting, perhaps, with...
No. She's walking the Appalachian Trail.
Now, we could start a conspiracy theory here. You think she's on the Appalachian Trail, just like the former governor of South Carolina was. That's what you're referring to. So she took a walk, she decided. I don't know, maybe Felipe Calderon had her down to Mexico, because there certainly was a lot of love there between the two of them, and maybe she's taking a tour somewhere. Yeah. I just saw a little tweet about that, but I thought it was a joke. That's crazy. She's missing.
She's supposed to have been there to verify the ballot count, but she wasn't there.
Yeah, which is odd for her.
Yeah,
honestly.
Don't know why she's leaving either.
It does make you wonder, Rick.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll see. Thank you, Rick. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Any theories as to where Jan Brewer might be? Maybe she decided, you know what? I'm gonna take 5 minutes to actually kick up my heels for a second, ever since Arizona came up with the law, when she signed it into law, the idea that you could stop people, and when they were stopped for other traffic things, if you suspected that they were not from the country, there was a reason. You had a reason to stop them. You could ask them the question, and that's not even how the law is worded. But ever since that time, she has either been applauded and praised, or she's such a polarizing figure, or she's been attacked and hatcheted, gotten, you know, been the victim of hatchet jobs, I think, by some people who have profiled her. But overall, the people in Arizona love the governor, because she knew when she signed her Jan Hancock to that bill that became a law, that she was stepping right into the middle of it. And I don't think she thought that the Justice Department was going to sue Arizona over that law and they were going to have to spend all that money. But how about all the people who reacted and sent money to Arizona through a website, try to do anything they can to help them with legal fees, if you remember, during that challenge. So Brewer, not a favorite of some, but definitely a champion of so many others. I give her high marks for, Rick, I give her high marks for walking out on the plank by herself, because she definitely didn't have to do that. I think there would have been an easy way to escape that. And the people in Arizona have so many problems with illegal immigration. You know, every state is different as to what's happening. And in Arizona, because of some of the sparse areas, the desert areas, you have these things called rape trees, where the women don't even make it who are being taken over to the other side. You have other people who just don't make it, and there's bodies in the desert. I mean, there's some sad stories. You have so many people that are killed, in fact, crossing over, that they end up in, when it gets really bad, they end up in trucks. And the reason they're being refrigerated in trucks is because there's no room at some of the morgues, because it's just that big of a problem. This is a problem when Iran beats its chest and says, we got another one of your drones. Yeah, you drone-happy U.S., we got another one of them. So it was reported, and this happened, you know, in the wee hours last time out, it was reported that the drone was caught because it landed, or it was flying over the Persian Gulf anyway, and the unmanned drone was in airspace, Iranian airspace, and it was brought down by the Revolutionary Guard Corps. But the U.S. Navy says it didn't lose a drone. They said that the Scan Eagle is what they call an off-the-shelf variety and could have belonged to another country. So the Navy, of course, has complete control. They're controlling it. They have complete control over any of the unmanned drones that are in the Middle East. And I would think they would know how to count. I hope they do. They say they have lost Scan Eagles in the past, but not recently. So what do you think? You think the Revolutionary Guard is making it up, trying to whip out a wild rumor out there, get people talking about it? Or do you think the United States is fibbing a bit, trying to cover their tracks so they want the embarrassment of losing two drones? Remember, they already have one drone, so this would be the second one. And that drone was doing flights, reconnaissance flights in the last couple of days when it was spotted, they say, and hunted. So there was a video released of Revolutionary Guard types displaying the drone. It was mounted on a stand, which looked like it was intact. And in the background, you'll love this, there was a map of the Persian Gulf. And there was a message in English and in Farsi reading, "We shall trample on the U.S. So what do you think? Is it myth? Is there a wild conspiracy behind this? Or do you believe what's coming out of Iran? You know, drones, typically you're looking at like 4 feet long, 10-foot wingspan. That's important, how big the wingspan is. And it's not as sophisticated as Predators and Reapers that usually you see in Afghanistan or Yemen or Pakistan. But it carries infrared cameras, it flies above 16,000 feet, and does all the cool, amazing technological things that the other drones do. But it has to be launched from ships with a catapult launcher, and it lands by catching a rope that is suspended from a 50-foot tower. Remember, it was just a year ago that Iran had gotten the first drone, the Sentinel drone, that they claimed it had hacked into and landed in Iran, and that's what happened there. So now, do you think they're telling the truth about the drone? I'm going to say there's probably a good chance, even though the U.S. is denying it. Maybe they just don't want to look like they're fools, because how do you lose one drone last year and then you lose another drone? Yeah, I'm going to say, how do we get out of this public relations nightmare? And if it has no markings on it, which it didn't, then it could be our taxpayer money right there, hard at work, hitting the path, doing what it's supposed to do, and whoops, once again, another one goes down. So, do you trust the government when they say, yeah, this is one of ours, what are you talking about? One of ours? Forget about it. Who said it was ours? I'm thinking that drone really, really was captured. So that's two. We're down two drones. If only we could pull one of those drones or try to put up over the neighborhood down. That'd be good. I hate the idea of a drone flying over my little piece of the world. How about you? Coming up next, we're talking to a patriot from Texas.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Well, we know that frustration is bubbling over ever since I've been on the air here in America Tonight. What's not happening in Washington, what we can do about it, whether or not states are going to secede, the frustration with the process in general, and what we just went through with the elections. So joining us now is Dave Thomas Roberts. He's written a book called In Patriots of Treason. Well, Patriots of Treason is the book. And this book, I'll tell you what, it talks about, really, a nation in complete crisis, a president in the middle of division, a deadlocked Congress, sounds familiar, and the United States on the brink of civil war. Dave, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, obviously, we know what led you to this book, but tell the listeners, what was it that your passion was there? What was it that that made you decide, you know what, I'm gonna ink this book? What was it?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was a lot of the impetus was for my wife, because I come home and watch the news, get agitated, and she finally told me, you know, this isn't healthy. You either got to write a book or quit watching the news. And since writing a book was always on my bucket list, I said, you know what, I'm going to do that. And so 8 months later, I had a book.
Yeah. When you started to put this together, what's the one thing, if people read the book, that will really, do you think, stand out, that they'll relate to? As you said, you came home, you were watching the news, and you're getting frustrated over what you were hearing. What's the thing that you think will stand out most to people?
Well, I think that the thing that will stand out the most for folks is when you realize a lot of the things that are in my book have actually occurred. And, you know, I'll give you one example, the National Defense Authorization Act, which in essence takes away your right to due process as an American citizen and habeas corpus. And so if you make it onto the wrong list, and they deem you a terrorist or some kind of threat to national security, they can detain you at will. They can even rendition you, which means take you to a foreign country.
Mm.
So we have lost our rights, and that ought to make everyone mad.
Yeah, recently, too, and you know this is constantly being challenged, the Second Amendment. Anytime there's any kind of gun violence, it brings up the idea that, well, this is what happens. And we just saw that recently in a couple of different cases. So the argument over the Second Amendment also is really, really rather big. And the Constitution, and you talk about it, plays heavy into what your book is about and heavy into what you think is, you know, the last bastion. If we let this slip away, we're just giving it all back. Do you think people realize that?
I really do think now, more than ever, people are starting to wake up. And you wouldn't think of it from the last election, but I do think people are waking up and alarm bells are going off for a lot of folks that, you know, we've been giving up our rights and the Constitution's been eroded an inch at a time and it's gone. And I for the rest of us, I think it's time to act.
Do you think, you know, Texas, it's interesting, Rick Perry ran for president, the governor of Texas, and he talked about, you know, having a smaller federal government among the things that he was pushing and running on. And then when Texas pushed the whole secession thing, he said, oh, no way. I'm not backing that. What do you think happened there? Because it seemed like originally he was backing that idea.
Well, 2 years ago, I mean, Rick Perry is your quintessential politician. 2 years ago, when he thought it would garner him votes in Texas, then he was a proponent of secession and Texas independence, and he played into the Tea Party and other conservative groups. And now I think he's got plans on probably running again for the GOP nomination the next time around. And so he's very careful about what he says. But I will tell you, he's like any other politician. They will ride the political wind depending on which way it's blowing. And I can tell you, in fact, one of the organizations I belong to in Texas, the grassroots is building in every county, and it's growing faster than the Tea Party for this Texas independence movement. So sooner or later, Rick Perry and other politicians in Texas are going to have to answer to this.
Yeah, how big is the Texas independent movement now? I mean, there are thousands. I heard there were a lot of people signing up.
Well, the most notable one, I mean, there are several groups that are pursuing this, but the oldest and most established is the Texas Nationalist Movement, TexasNationalist.com. And we have over 250,000 members, and they just organized and registered a formal PAC, Political Action Committee. And the website has been 9,000% growth as far as unique hits since the election. And, you know, one of the things I like to say, and one of my friends, who is the president of the Texas Nationalists, this cake's been baking for a very long time. It's just the election lit the candles on it.
Now, we should tell everyone, too, your book, by the way, is a political thriller, a read. It's not a, hey, here's what I think kind of deal. It's mixed into it. But it's for lack of a better way to describe it, it's a political thriller, novel, if you want. And you obviously took things that had you fired up and you weave this into the story. As you said, one of the things on your bucket list was to write a book. Was it pretty easy to put all those, your thoughts and pull them into characters and whatnot?
Well, yeah, it was the theme of the book was pretty easy for me because it's near and dear to my heart. And to be honest with you, when I started writing a book, I wasn't sure how I was going to end the book. And there were several chapters I had to change because not that I'm I can predict the future, but things I kept writing about kept coming true. This is a novel, but it's based on current events and it's based on current political figures. You'll be able to figure out who is who in the book. And it was an 8-month project. I probably could have wrote it quicker, but with my travel schedule, I wasn't able always to get to it. So, it was a labor of love for sure.
And, you know, even on the cover, too, in Patriots of Treason, you have the Texas flag and whatnot. Do you think there are more, states are grassroots movements out there like you're seeing and you just described in Texas?
Well, there's right now we know of 47 other secession movements in 47 other states. I will tell you that Texas is obviously the most organized, and it's been the Texas Nationalist Movement, the one I was speaking of earlier, is 16 years old, so it's not new. But there are significant secession groups in states like Vermont, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Arizona, and some others. So we're not alone. We're the largest, and I think we're probably further ahead than anybody else.
Yeah. Do you want to take this novel and push it into a part two? Will you do another one?
I'm already starting on part two. people are asking me for you read the book. It is a political thriller, and the end lends itself into a sequel, and that's what I'm working on. So the publishers have already made me promise that's coming. So that is actually about 30% complete. So it'll be out fairly soon.
Have you been out? I mean, obviously you're on shows and you're talking to other people in the business and whatnot. But are you out there with people or out there doing book signings and stuff and traveling around?
I've done quite a few book signings, and I've probably been on, I think in the last 3 weeks probably, I think this is probably my 36th or 37th interview. So, and a lot of them have been on syndicated stations where it's been covered to more than one radio station, and it's been exciting. You know, a couple of them have been in studio, but most of them have been like this over the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's radio. That's how it is, Dave, for sure. What was your family's reaction to your book?
Nobody got to read it until I was done. And the first reaction is they were a little worried about the subject matter. If it, you know, I mean, with all the things going on, you know, you make yourself a target. So that and, you know, originally I had... You can, you know, there is freedom of the press, and you can write a fiction novel and use real political figures in it, as long as you're not saying something that's untrue about them. But they were worried about that, and the attorneys for the publisher talked me into changing the names in the book. So I think the family is mostly worried about any retribution I might have, but everything's been positive so far. When the publisher originally, or the publicist originally got feedback from some of the leftist leading organizations, I've actually printed those and framed them because I wish I could read them to you, but I can't read them on the air. They're so bad.
They're so bad.
I had actually people cussing out the publicist from the left. It was pretty interesting.
All right, last thing, Dave, you got to tell people. We got a lot of listeners all over the country and a lot of listeners in the great state of Texas. What is the best thing for you? Because you are a proud Texan. What's the best thing about living in Texas?
Oh, just the history. You know, Texas has its own culture, its own history, and I think that, you know, for whatever it's worth, and I hope your audience doesn't, take this the wrong way, but Texans are Texans first, Americans second. That's just our culture. It's always been that way. We have a rich history, and so I think that, you know, this book is centered on events that happens in Texas, but I'm telling you, this could happen anywhere. So, I hope your audience enjoys it.
By the way, Californians and New Yorkers feel the same way about their state.
They do. I agree. Everybody loves where they're from, right?
That's right, especially the three. That's the big three, I like to say. The big three are there you go, in the middle, and then on the two bookends. Well, continued success with your book, Dave, Patriots of Treason, and we'll talk to you again when you get that part two out.
Well, thank you very much, and just so your audience knows, I can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, any of your traditional bookstores or online. It is available, and the e-book is out, and the audio book should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Terrific. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.